Hi, and welcome everyone to the fifth episode of Problems of a Teenager, where we bring teens from across the world to talk about their problems and how they got through it. I'm your host, Keon Williams, a teen activist and an American entrepreneur. And today's last episode is featuring Miss Portia Mitchell. Let's not me introduce her, let her introduce herself. Hi, Miss Mitchell, how are you today?
Hey, Keon, how are you?
I'm so great. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay, so please introduce yourself to everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Portia Mitchell. I'm a single mother of two. I'm an educator, singer-songwriter, actress, and whatever else God gives me to do, I do it.
Right. Okay, so Ms. Portia, the reason I asked you, like, only here on my podcast today is because this week is Career Week. You're actually the last person on my episode or on my podcast for Career Week. So that's amazing. Thank you, Jesus, finally. But now let's get to the questions. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, so since you're an entrepreneur, when did you actually like step into your leadership role?
So honestly, as far as being an entrepreneur, it started really in 2009 with the music. Started my own music recording company and pretty much managed myself. And then I got some help from my cousins as well. So pretty much everything that I did, writing, producing, arranging, I created an LLC, which is a limited liability company. That's easy to do. You can set it up through the Secretary of State, your state, which wherever you are, and costs about $100. Complete the form, and then you can, pretty much become an actual entity in your state. So that's what I did first. I also started another business in 2019 after a trip from Ghana, West Africa. So I have a separate business as well, selling African products. So between those two businesses, and then also an additional business that I started a couple of months ago in finances. I'm doing a lot of different things, but that's what I did.
Oh, okay. That's amazing. First of all, I would love to get into that. I like investing because it's so risky, but it's actually so fun that you can learn.
Everything is risky.
Yeah, everything is risky.
Going to your job is risky. Going to school is risky. So
right now. Yes, especially right now.
Absolutely.
So do you like online learning?
It obviously it has some challenges, just like you would have in the regular classroom, but it's a different set of challenges, obviously, connection issues with students. Sometimes my connection issues are not as strong as I want them to. So, of course, having to pay to make sure I have stronger connections, that's something I've had to do. Making sure that the kids are engaged. That hasn't been too much of a problem. I think I have that down pack, as you can tell from being a former student of mine, but we try to do what we do and stay safe. That's my main thing, is encouraging the students to keep focused on the most important thing, which is to stay safe, and then we do what we do.
Okay, I understand. Okay, so next question. Have you ever, experienced any barriers, including not limited to prejudice, stereotypes, concepts, lack of support, etc.?
Sure. There's so many different experiences in my life, but I've had, for example, I've been on jobs where it wasn't directly said to me, but there was some intimidation by those in leadership. Mm-hmm. They saw something in me that I didn't see in myself, and so it caused them to do things like give me less hours or not congratulate me on things that I'd done. This is really weird, but I had to learn. It's like, oh, okay, I'm not the problem, they are. So I've had that. I've had some times, obviously, where I haven't had the support from that. Might have been from family even, or friends that I thought for sure, oh yeah, they're gonna definitely support me in my ventures. And sometimes they don't show up, but it's a blessing to have strangers, people who you don't know, who will show up and show out for you. I mean, they will go the extra mile. So that is that has been encouraging, in the midst of those barriers, in the midst of that lack of support. I've had support from people I don't know, and they've become good friends.
Okay, so as a leader, what is your greatest achievement?
I would say for me personally, my greatest achievement was honestly being able to raise my children. And I know that's not what most people would say, but I gotta say it because God chose me to have them and really have time. Don't I'll be honest, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I know but I'm led to make good decisions for them and to lead them in the ways that I was led. So I think that that's one of my main achievements. And then also in my life, I've become I've been chosen as teacher of the year recently, but also I was teacher of the year when I first started teaching. Those were accomplishments because I really didn't, again, sometimes I don't see the worth in myself. And I think that comes back from, growing up, not really feeling full of worth. I didn't have a lot of self-worth. And so still second guessing myself. But then when people see it in you, I think that's even better. So it is a boost to your confidence. So yeah, I've achieved those things. I've had students to do things as a result of me imparting that wisdom to them. So to me, that's an achievement as well. To see my students who I taught, I mean, years ago, to see them now doing wonderful things, I mean, amazing things. And I'm like, wow, I had a little small part in that. And so to me, that's an achievement as well.
I definitely understand it. I really do. Okay, so next question. From your experience as a leader, what advice would you give to emerging women leaders?
Oh, I would definitely say, hold your head up and keep it there. Know that you are a queen. Know that you were chosen for this moment. To seek out counsel from other women who you can look up to, and men as well. But women, we have this tendency sometimes to be negative. So I would say, stay away from the negative chicks and put yourself around people who are ladies who are positive, and there's plenty of role models around. So hold your head up, connect yourself with women who are going forward and who want your success, and never be afraid to use your voice. It's a powerful thing, but you have to use your voice. Speak up when you need to. Speak out on issues and don't be afraid to do that. I think it was Maya Angelou who said something to the effect of, even if you're shaking, if you're trembling, if your voice is trembling, just speak anyway, keep going. So that's what I would say to emerging women leaders.
Okay, that's first of all, that's very inspiring. Like, because I know a lot of women leaders, and I know a lot of teens who, want to, how do you say it, build a business, but they think, well, I'm a woman, I can't do that. Well, I'm too weak, I can't do that. So they need this, type of person in this life, in their life, to try to, build them up or help them out. Or you can even look up some inspirational quotes by Maya Angelou, as you say, or many other female poets. Okay, so next question. As a leader, what has been your biggest challenge?
Well, biggest challenges as a leader might be sometimes I don't have all the answers. I don't have the information. I don't have the support. So I've had to, step outside of my comfort zone and go actually seek the support. And I know that seems like common sense, but sometimes as leaders, we don't want to ask. We think we know everything. And so you have to get to the point where you say, okay, you know what? I don't know. I know five things, but this, but the 15 other things that I don't know, I need to go find out what's that about. And I need to ask somebody to help me with that. And so I feel like a strong leader is someone who, steps out and is unafraid to ask for help and to then go forward in that. And so I've had to kind of like do that and, ask for help, study on my own, build my own skills as well, and just really get in the trenches and really get to the point where I'm like, you know what, I'm determined to actually achieve my goals by any means necessary. So I've had many challenges, but I've decided to, hey, look, I gotta get out of this rut, so to speak, and I gotta like push for it. So, you know, but I think that's what makes us leaders. That's what makes us stronger, as is the challenge. Because if you don't have challenges, I don't think you can be a strong leader.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay. Next question. Jesus, like, this is very, 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 this could be a long answer, but
I try to cut it down.
It's fine. Okay. So from my experience, so I'll do that one. Is there anything else in this interview, like, hasn't been addressed that you would like to address?
Not really. You know, I just want to, again, encourage both young men and women to keep striving. I know that it's crazy right now as far as what's going on in our society, but mm-hmm. this is the moment. This is the time right now. When it hurts, that's when you push. When it's something that you're unsure of, that's when the time comes for you to kind of like go forward. Again, reach out to those who may be able to help you, but go forward. When you're afraid, keep stepping. And even if you have to tremble, keep going. There's a lot for us coming up. I just really feel it. I'm not sure exactly what it is going to be, but I know that there's a brighter future out of this. So we got to step out of this darkness and into the light. Continue to be the light.
I get exactly what she's saying. So in your opinion, what affectionate, what makes an affectionate leader?
What makes an affectionate leader?
Effective leader.
Effective leader.
Just woke up. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No problem. You're good. So, and in my opinion, an effective leader is someone who, again, is unafraid to step out, even if they're unsure, too cautious. An effective leader is someone who pulls different people together with different people who have different strengths, especially those strengths that they don't have, pull them in and delegate authority. It's someone who is unafraid to, like, you know, say, hey, look, here's some duties that I don't want to have to take over. So you do this. And it's unafraid, and it can pull those people together to work together to reach the team's goal. You can't have somebody who's a leader who is a narcissist who thinks all about themselves. You can't have you can't be an effective leader if you don't care about people. So an effective leader, you know, you care about people, you care about their success as well. And then they in turn care about your success, and you're able to kind of move the team along. So
I get exactly what you're saying. And I would ask a lot of the question, but it's time for the middle. By the way, this video is sponsored by Anchor. It's the easiest way to make podcasts, and guess what? It's totally free. So go download it now on the Apple Play and Google Play now, okay? But stay tuned for more Problems of Teenagers after this message. Hi, everyone, and thank you for taking a great time during that break. I hope you grabbed you some popcorn. I hope you got your Fanta or anything else that you need to come back to my episode. But we're back with Ms. Fortune Mitchell, which we're just describing leadership style. But it's time to get back to the questions. All right. Next question, Ms. Mitchell. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So who inspired you to be the leader that you are today?
I got to give some of the credit to my grandmother. She's a powerful 89-year-old woman who is very wealthy. And I say wealthy meaning it's not wealth as in things that she has. You know, if you saw her, she drives a Toyota Corolla, but she owns property in South Carolina. So that makes her wealthy. You know, and she's taught us, all of my sisters and I, how to be those earlier, how to hold your head up. So she's really been a really big influence in my life, as far as in leadership and business, how to handle your money, all those things. So I got to give the main props to her, and of course my mother as well.
Right, I definitely understand that. My grandmother's still fighting.
Yes,
she's older than my grandfather, and that's amazing. Okay, so as a leader, what are your responsibilities?
Many responsibilities, but primarily to help other people reach their potential. And so that means by educating them, by inspiring them, motivating them, I'm continuously pushing them to go beyond where they think they can go. And so those are the main things that I try to do on a daily basis to lead folks, to get them to where I am or beyond.
Yes, and that is so amazing. It's like everything you're saying is so amazing. I just have to have time to process it. Okay, so how would you describe your leadership style?
I would say that my leadership style is one where I'm definitely not a micromanager, meaning somebody who gives somebody a task and then stands over them to see if they're going to do it. No. So I'm more of a delegator. You know, I'm going to give you the task because I believe that you have the skills to do it and the potential to get it done. And then I'm going to leave you alone because I got to go do some other things too. But I'm going to come back. Yeah. And I'm going to check on you, but I'm going to be a leader who trusts you because I see the skills in you and I know that you can do it, and I'll put and impart things into you to keep you going and motivate you and encourage you. But I believe in delegation. I believe in pushing people to where they need to be. So I think that basically describes my leadership style. Definitely not a helicopter leader where I'm going to stand over you. and that means you don't trust the people. That means you don't trust them to do what you've asked them to do.
Right. I think that. Okay, so how would you describe the organization that you work in now?
So I'm assuming that's the 9-to-5 that I have. Well, it's education. And so education has not really evolved over the years like other industries, but it is still an industry that is growing, I guess. It is something that it is kind of sometimes it can be troubling because sometimes the focus is more so on numbers and money instead of the children and the staff. So I have some times where I'm like, nope, I don't like that. I'm going to change that. No. So I wrestle with it sometimes. And sometimes I can be a bit of a rebel against certain policies that I feel are archaic and that need to be changed. We live in a digital society, and so we have to move with the times. And so, it has its pros and cons. I say that.
I understand. So, Miss Mitchell, would you tell everyone where we can find some of your songs? Like, I listen to them every morning. So can you
let them know? Sure. So I'm on YouTube at Portia TV. That's PORSCHIA TV. You can watch some videos there. Also, I have music on Apple iTunes or Apple Music. I have music on Spotify and Google Play, probably over on Amazon Music as well. So right now, those are the places that you can find the music.
Thank you, Ms. Mitchell. Thank you for so much on here today. Thank you for, joining. I know you have a very, very strict time limit. So I'm going to let everyone go. But sorry, everyone. That's all we have for today. Make sure you like and share and subscribe this video for more episodes of Problems of a Teenager. We're available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, and more. We're now available on Twitter and Facebook. So follow us at Problems of a Teenager Podcast. No spaces. Anything else you like to say, Ms. Mitchell?
Make sure you remember this quote. This is the time where I have to rise above hate and shame from others to prove to myself what I'm worthy of.
And I made that quote. I was thinking about everything, and I thought it was good. What you think, Ms. Mitchell?
I love it.
Perfect. Love it. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Ms. Mitchell.
Thank you, guys. Day. Thank you.
Hey everyone, thank you for watching that video of Problems of a Teenager featuring Portia Mitchell. I'm so excited that you guys can actually experience this on Career Week. Sadly, this is the last episode for Career Week, but on the next episode of Problems of a Teenager, we're going to be talking about bullying. Make sure you stay tuned for more.